Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. It's easy to do, and Sam's got a discount code for you at the end of the podcast.
It's Friday, so we are going to dig into your emails and comments and questions from MurphySamAndJody.com, from Instagram, Facebook, all of that good stuff. So let's go straight to Facebook comments.
Let's do
it. This came in just a little while ago from Marlissa. Good morning and happy Fry-yay. Regarding first date impressions, which we were talking about what a date notices about you right away. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a first date, but oftentimes it is. Yeah. It's like, what do they notice about you first once they're sitting across from you for an actual time together?
Yeah. First date is when you're really in the assessment mode, huh?
I guess so, right. She says, I watch closely how they treat our server. Is he kind? Does he tip well? Does he make it a pleasure for the server to serve us? If he's rude to the server in front of me, it's a no-go. But bonus points for you if you are kind in those situations, even if a server is rude. So, wow, Marlissa, I never even thought of that. Everything is a tell at that. You know what I mean? Everything.
Yeah.
Can you imagine someone losing their cool with a server on a first date?
On a first date. I mean, that's almost like, hey, let me go to the bathroom and you don't come back.
Right.
Everything
right.
is a tell. In those first situations with people, you're making assumptions. You are forming your opinion about a person.
That's why it's nerve-wracking. Great observation on her part, though, because we tend to think first impression, how do we see when we're sizing somebody up? But any interaction like that is going to be telling, right? Mm-hmm. That's why they say that actions are stronger than words, because that's what defines you. Yeah,
They do. Thank you for that. We have this that came in from Leslie to our website. She says, hey, so excited that you marked Leslie and Elizabeth Day. This was for Keep the Wow Wednesday this week. I caught it on the podcast.
Oh, cool.
At 2:45 p.m. England time and surprised Elizabeth with it on her way to work. This was the story of like her sister. They're, different parts of the world, but they're close. And her Keep the Wow is how close that they are, because they're 14 years apart in age.
Yeah.
Remember that? Anyway, oceans and time zones are no match for our full hearts. You guys broke those barriers. As we say here in my beloved corner of England, nowhere near London, ta, my loves.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta-ta.
So sweet. P.S. How the heck am I going to beat this for Leslie and Elizabeth Day next year?
That's sweet.
Write to us and we'll do it for you.
Yeah, we'll have to record a video for her.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, super cute.
That makes me think about my late grandmother and her sister. They were 7 years apart from each other, so they weren't, 14 years apart, but they were. So, like, when her sister was much younger, she, brought her everywhere. I don't want to say she mothered her. That's really the wrong word, but know what I mean?
I remember your grandmother Heidi saying she was my baby.
Yeah, and that's the way that she referred to her sister Betty, is that was,
Betty was my baby.
But... but as they got older, I mean, they were absolutely each other's best friend and tight. The 7 year difference didn't make a difference.
And that's not a guarantee. Not all siblings are that way. Right. If that happens in life, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Right. It's magic. But you don't get that guarantee.
When her sister was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, her sister died. Oh, man. 12 years before she did, I guess. I'm going to get the math wrong in that. But she was 80. My grandmother was 84 when her sister was diagnosed. So she drove her every day for her radiation treatments that she was getting. And then would sit there through chemo or whatever. And they spent the last year and a half, of her sister Betty's life together like that. So it's a full circle kind of moment. But, I mean, that's the ultimate show of love and friendship they had each other.
Somebody. Well, anyway, thank you for that, Leslie and Elizabeth. We enjoyed sharing that and being a part of your special day this week. Also from Facebook Messenger, this is from Mary. Hey, Jody, I heard your grandmother saying, and it is from a poem that was taught 100 years ago when I was a girl in Catholic school. So this was a few weeks back. She must have caught this on a podcast also. I had said one of the things that my grandmother always said when we were little growing up, and I never understood it until I was older. She said, you need to keep your words sweet because one day you may have to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what she meant when I was a little girl, but she said it a lot in life in our family. and she tried to practice it in her life as well. And what she just meant was that words are powerful and they can cause damage. You know, think twice about the things that you say.
Oh, yeah.
Basically what she was trying to say.
Sometimes you're wrong, which is why you would have to eat those words.
Right.
Too, you know?
Yeah. And then Mary says, although I'm sure she said she learned that. She was taught that when she was a girl in Catholic school. Although I'm sure that Catholics did not write or create this little poem, here is how the poem was taught to me, and I love it. Make the words you speak today tender, kind, and sweet, for tomorrow they may be words you'll have to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you for that, Mary. Sweet little poem from Catholic school.
Did Mama ever use non-sweet words around you?
A couple of times.
Oh.
And it was a shock. But honestly, my grandmother was a feisty woman.
Yeah.
She was all love and all heart, especially for her people and her family. She's the one that called the newspaper when they didn't write my name, when I scored the most,
right.
You know, she made them print a correction in the newspaper. But a couple of times when it was in public with somebody that was being ugly to us and she shot back at them. And I was like, what had just happened to my grandmother? She told somebody where they could go. And I couldn't believe it.
Was it up or down?
It was
definitely. You don't have to answer that.
Yeah. But, you know, later she was upset about it. And she was upset that she acted that way in front of me.
Oh,
but she meant it, too, though. It was somebody that was being really rude to us in public. Okay. From our Instagram page, we had shared, and this topic is just so hot. Everybody's got something to say about it, especially those who've been divorced. Having a divorce ring, women especially, a lot of times want to replace a, you know, if a piece of jewelry meant something, which it does when it comes to being married, then can a piece of jewelry mean something when you've moved on in your life? Sabrina says, one thing I have to learn after becoming a widow at 50 is love being comfortable with yourself. Once you master that, everything else is easier. So heck yes to a divorce ring. I felt naked removing my wedding ring, so I bought a remembrance ring.
Oh,
wow.
Tighten your seatbelt and have a drink. And every time you hit an air pocket, oh, this is about the turbulence. She switched topics on me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, Sabrina.
What?
Tighten your seatbelt and have a drink. This is about turbulence. And every time you hit an air pocket, yell out yeehaw. True story there. So, Sabrina on divorce rings and how to get through turbulence.
You know what would happen if you scream yeehaw on a plane?
I wouldn't like that.
I don't think you would actually. Yeah. No one would hear it, really.
That was a podcast where we talked about divorce rings and turbulence and all of that.
I can understand the remembrance ring. You know, I mean, when you're used to having something on your finger for a long time like that.
There is that thing where, you know, people who've been married for a long time. I mean, there's no wrong way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew a lady when I was growing up who her husband had passed away, and for a very long time she wore her wedding bands. And it was just, she was not okay with taking them off yet. She wasn't ready to, you know?
My mom still wears hers. Oh, Dad's been gone 15 years.
So sweet. Of course. And you know what? Miss Judy will always wear them.
And also, too, part of it, I think, is the ring that she's wearing. Mm-hmm. It's like it's something that they worked on
together.
Their whole life.
What do you mean?
I don't mean with the tools outside in the shed.
I mean,
she had a basic wedding ring and diamond.
Oh.
And then as things got better in life, you know, some stuff was added onto the sides. And it's like it's a piece now, not just a tube of bands.
That is precious and beautiful. Of course she still wears it.
I'm going to tell you where it is, because when I die, I want you to get it, not your brother.
I thought you said she wears it.
She does.
Oh, okay. Well, you know where it'll be then.
Look for it on my finger. Take it off. Don't let him have it.
She wants you to have it because you're an expert in wedding rings.
Yeah. Okay. I just put it in the collection.
No, she wants you to have it in hopes that you'll marry again.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for reaching out to us. We love hearing from you. We do try to answer and see. We do see every single comment and email that comes in. So keep it coming.
And this podcast is brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals.
Yeah, since we've been talking about Factor, I had a neighbor stop me and ask me, are these things really healthy?
Can be.
And it's like, well, yeah, they're dietitian approved. I mean, they're created by chefs, but dietitian approved. So, you know, you got the experts working on it. So it's going to be healthy. And
to get you a balance of nutrients.
Like the cauliflower rice, you know, not rice, cauliflower rice. Yeah, that's a healthy thing to me.
It is.
And
vegetable.
They don't over serve you. It's not like portions and a half. It's enough to satisfy you, and it works. I mean, look at me. I'm used to eating a little more, and it's satisfied me every time. And, of course, if you remember with Factor, there's no prepping, there's no cooking, there's no cleaning up. You get the meals delivered to your doorstep, you put them in the microwave for 2 minutes, and you've got a wonderful dinner, which is dietitian approved.
Nice.
Right now, you can order these for 50% off at factormeals.com with the code MSJ50. That's MSJ50. Factormeals.com. That'll get you 50% off your first box. And then also, they're going to throw in 20% off your next box.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.